Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that BRICS nations are emerging as important centers of global innovation and solutions. Addressing the leaders' session of BRICS Business Forum at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said, today BRICS nations represent 50% of the world's population, 40% of its GDP and over 25% of global trade.
Aaj BRICS ke desh vishwa ki 50% population, 40% GDP aur 25% se adhik trade ko represent karte hain. In varshon mein jahan global GDP kareeb 2.5 guna hui hai, wahi BRICS deshon ki combined GDP kareeb 4.5 guna hui hai. Yani BRICS ki economic strength duniya ki tulna mein kareeb 2 guni raftaar se badhi hai.
The Prime Minister called for Make in India, Innovate with India and Scale for the World. He said at a time when trade barriers are rising across the world, India is building economic bridges. Mr. Modi said global trade can move forward only when sea lanes are secure, supply routes remain open and seafarers are safe. In his address, Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, said that during India's chairship, BRICS has been driven by a clear purpose to achieve more balanced trade amongst member nations and to explore expansion of trade in services across the bloc. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin held bilateral talks at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Both the leaders reviewed the progress in bilateral cooperation in political, economic, defense, energy, space, skill mobility and people-to-people domains. During the talks, the two leaders agreed to remain engaged in an effort to strengthen further the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi once again reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy was the way forward in resolving conflicts and India stood ready to assist in peace efforts. President Putin invited Prime Minister Modi to visit Russia for the 24th India-Russia Annual Summit. The Prime Minister accepted the invitation. The dates of the summit will be decided as per mutual convenience. The Associated Chambers of Commerce and Industry of India, ASSOCHAM, has hailed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision for strengthening BRICS as a powerful platform for global cooperation and a stronger voice for the global South. President of ASSOCHAM, Nirmal K. Minda, said that the Prime Minister's vision of transforming BRICS cooperation into concrete business outcomes is highly significant. He added that deepening trade, investment, technology, startup and business partnerships among BRICS economies can unlock enormous opportunities and create new avenues for inclusive and sustainable growth. The stage is all set for the 18th BRICS summit to be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. During the summit, Prime Minister Modi will play host to world leaders of Russia, China, South Africa, Egypt, Indonesia, Iran and UAE. The summit will get underway tomorrow with a closed session for BRICS member countries on inclusive global governance and strengthening multilateralism. Leaders of BRICS member countries will witness the Bharat Innovates exhibition at Bharat Mandapam. They will also undertake a joint tree plantation drive, which will be followed by a gala dinner hosted by Prime Minister Modi. Traffic restrictions, diversions and regulated movement will be enforced on several key roads in the national capital tomorrow in view of the 18th BRICS summit. According to the Delhi Traffic Police, the restrictions will remain in force from 8:15 p.m. to 11 p.m, with traffic regulated along important stretches in and around central Delhi. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India should pursue technological innovation at scale, but without compromising human responsibility, safety and public trust. Addressing the Global FinTech Festival 2026, the finance minister said that India's young generation was not waiting for opportunities, but was creating platforms, enterprises and new solutions. And in the Junior Asia Cup hockey, Indian junior men's team defeated Malaysia 3-1 in the first semi-final today to book a place in the final at Mochi in China. Indian skipper Anmol Eka scored 2 goals, while Sukhvinder scored 1. India will face South Korea in the final on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.